And it's our monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council. Joining me live over the phone this morning is Lexi Weber, the executive director of the Star Valley Arts Council, and also Val Bagley, who's on the board of directors for the Arts Council, also in studio. Val, we'll touch base with you in just a few moments. We have some exciting Halloween things up and coming and on the way. But Lexi, let's chat with you first and talk about the Star Valley Plein Air that's been going on for a couple of days this week. And so far, so good, yeah?
It's going really well. The event is going on right now. We have 46 artists that have joined us this week, and only 15 of those artists are from Star Valley. So we have artists from Colorado, Idaho, Utah, other parts of Wyoming, Nevada, and Minnesota. And they all came to Star Valley. They know how beautiful it is, and they want to paint our scenery.
That's very cool.
So the rules are... rules are that they can paint anything within a 60-mile radius of Afton, all outside.
Okay. You cut out just for a half second. Did you say 46 painters are involved?
46 painters.
Wow. And so that's a lot of people coming in to do this. What's been the response from them so far as they've been involved?
They've all been really excited because they can find so many fun things to paint. We have a lot of historic buildings. I know some people painting the tabernacle and the old rock church. People are doing barns, the spring, Cottonwood Lake. And yesterday I saw someone painting the Elkhorn Arch.
Very cool. So, Lexi, the cool thing about this is the local community, painter or not, can get involved this weekend. Tell us about it.
Yes. So each artist can submit up to 3 paintings. Those are due tonight. And then those paintings will be up for show and sale at the Western Skies Fine Art Gallery on Friday and Saturday. And we would love to invite the community to come see the art show and then consider purchasing a piece as it supports both the artist and the Arts Council.
Excellent. So that's Friday and Saturday. And where can people go for that?
At Doug Monson's Gallery, the Western Skies Fine Art Gallery in Afton.
Lexi Weber, again, executive director of the Star Valley Arts Council in studio today. And so second annual Plein Air, Star Valley Plein Air wraps up this week. And again, you can see all the paintings this Friday and Saturday at the Art Gallery in Afton. Still a few days left, Lexi, but sounds like a great success again this year.
It is.
Absolutely. Something new with the Star Valley Arts Council is this Harry Potter Fat Lady Painting Contest. Tell us about this.
Okay, so the town of Thane has a very successful trunk or treat each Halloween, and this year they're adding a Harry Potter experience immediately following the trunk or treat, and it will be inside the community center. And they asked the Arts Council to provide a Fat Lady painting that they could use for the event. And for those unfamiliar, the Fat Lady painting is a famous painting in the Harry Potter books and movies, and her painting acts as a passage or a doorway into the students' dormitory. And so anyone who's familiar with Harry Potter will know what this piece is. So we are sponsoring a contest to find an artist that would be willing to paint this. And they can apply to do it in whatever medium and style they want. All we ask is that it is very obviously the Fat Lady. And so if anyone wants to apply, we just want them to upload a few images from their portfolio to our website. And then we will choose an artist to do this painting for us. And we will pay them $500.
Wow, very cool. When's the deadline for this to happen?
The deadline is September 30th.
All right.
That's not for the painting to be done. That's just for applications to be in. And then they'll have 3 to 4 weeks to finish the painting. The town of Thane will be providing the materials.
Okay.
So we just need to find the artist.
Very cool. So again, application deadline September 30th. Submit those applications online at starvalleyarts.org. Of course, the Halloween extravaganza also on the schedule, and Val Chadwick Bagley is in studio. Val is here to tell us about this as well. This has been such a cool event the last couple of years, Val, and I'm excited to see it once again happening. You're excited, right, Val?
I'm very excited. Thank you for being here to talk about how excited I am.
That's awesome. So tell us what you have in mind this year, just a snapshot. We'll have a chance to talk again before it actually happens, but give us the aerial view of what's happening this year.
All right. Well, first of all, we are, again, combining with the 4-H Club Carnival. So that is a great benefit right there. And it's a one-night event for 3 hours, 5:30 to 8:30 on October 23rd, which is easy to remember because 2323. So just remember that. But this year we have two new spook alleys. We're going to have Pumpkin Town and Creepy Crawly Forest. And Creepy Crawly Forest, stuff's going to be touching you. I mean, it's for little kids. We're not going to scare anybody. We're just going to make them feel a little spooked out a little bit. Because we have several people on our arts council who have small daughters that we're thinking, okay, if it can pass the you know, the non-scariness of little girls not crying. We don't want anyone crying, but we want them to feel a little bit like, oh.
Yeah, right?
Yes. So, but this is one of the things I'm very excited about. We're going to have different kinds of smells in there.
Okay.
So you walk past, like, say, a pumpkin pie stand, and you can smell pumpkin pie. And then the whole thing about trick-or-treat, smell my feet. We've got a little guy with his feet exposed. And when you walk by, you can smell barnyard manure. So, you know, right there, you can't get enough of barnyard manure living in Star Valley.
Especially right after pumpkin pie.
That's right.
Very cool. So this is coming up again in October. Just a one-night event this year, right? I want to emphasize that. So,
Monday night.
Okay. This is a ticketed event, right? So tell us how the tickets will work.
Well, and Lexi will have more information on the website and such, but there is an individual individual admission. I believe that's $7. And then there's a family pass for $30, which also gets you some tickets into the carnival. And there's an early bird pass as well. If you buy your tickets online earlier, then you get a $5 discount.
Okay.
So, that's a smart way to do it. Then you're not waiting in line. Because when we did this in the past, we've had 2,000 people show up for this three-hour event. So you don't want to waste your whole evening waiting in line. You want to get your tickets ahead and it'll go in.
Fast pass, right?
Fast pass. And and I don't know how fast it's going to go. I mean,
faster.
There's only so much space that we can fit 2,000 people at one time. But anyway.
So again, that's happening October 23rd. Put it on your calendars. The Halloween extravaganza with the Star Valley Arts Council and the 4-H participating with it again this year also. Always a great event, and we'll get more details as we get a bit closer. But plan to be there October 23rd. Anything we missed on that one, Val, that you'd like to get out today?
There's going to be food trucks there.
Okay.
So that's a big addition because we'll have various ways that you can eat and be there. And then also there's going to be dancing from various studios. There's more than I can tell you in this little bit. So that's why you got to stay tuned to come back in October and give you more information.
Perfect. That's coming up October 23rd. Lexi, anything we missed on the extravaganza you'd like to mention or any other events happening with the Arts Council?
I do want you to know that the tickets for the Halloween extravaganza are on sale right now. Those pre-sale tickets are on our website.
All right. So they're available now at starbuddyarts.org. Lexi, thank you very much. Val, appreciate it.